and upgrades.
I want to discuss with you an inyan from yesterday's daf. Daf Chaf Aleph. Daf Chaf Aleph begins the sugya of Chanukah. A timely topic. We have the sugya of Chanukah only about a month, a little more than a month before Chanukah, instead of having it in the middle of the summer. So it's not bad. It's a very nice preparation for Chanukah. Okay, let me read you just one or two lines of the Gemara, Kasha from Tosfos, and an answer. The Gemara begins, Amar Rav Huna, Psilois u'shmonim sh'amru chacham ein malikin bohem b'shabes, ein malikin bohem b'chanukah. Bein b'shabes, bein b'chol. The Gemara is going to present three opinions. First opinion is, we learned at the beginning of the parak discusses a collection of wicks and a collection of fuels which may not be used on Shabbos. You're not allowed to use certain types of wicks. You're lighting these wicks and fuels Erev Shabbos, and you plan that they continue to provide illumination Friday night in the evening, but it's Aser. Why is it Aser? Because they don't light well. The flame flickers. And if it flickers, either due to the poor quality wick or due to the fact that the oil does not flow freely through the wick, the fuel does not flow freely through the wick, the flame will flicker and you'll get nervous. And when you'll get nervous, you will be inclined to play around with the nair to tilt it, shemayata, you'll press it down to adjust it, and by adjusting is chil Shabbos, it's the malacha deraisa of havara, of kindling, and you'll forget that today is Shabbos, and you'll forget what you're doing, and you'll come to be mechal Shabbos. So therefore Chazal said, categorically it is forbidden to make use of these six types of wicks, and these six types of fuel because of this concern. Now what about Chanukah? Chanukah, one of the days of Chanukah is always Shabbos. Sometimes 2 days of Chanukah is Shabbos. And you'll be lighting the nearest Chanukah Friday night, Friday afternoon, right before Shabbos. Are you allowed to use the wicks and fuels that one may not use for Shabbos? May they be used for your Neros Chanukah. Now, during the week, of course, are you allowed? Well, I take a step back. There's an issue of using these things Friday, Shabbos, for your Chanukah Neros of Shabbos, and during the week as well. Are you allowed, let's say, Monday, Chanukah Monday night, you don't have Shemin Zayisach, the only thing you have is Zephas, the only thing you have is silk, Kelach, so are you allowed to klach? Are you allowed to use this type of wick and this type of fuel on a Monday night for your Neros Chanukah? So there are three opinions in the Gemara. Three opinions. We only need to focus on one of them. Let's see. Amar Rav Huna. Let us focus on Rav Huna's opinion. Psilos, the wicks, ushmanim, the oil, sha'amr chachamim, ein madlikin bohen b'shabbos, ein madlikin bohen b'chanukah. You're not allowed to use them on Chanukah, bein b'shabbos, whether you want to use them for your nearest Chanukah Friday night, bein b'chol, or you want to use these psilos and shmanim for your Chanukah menorah during the weekday, omar rova, mait haima, d'Rav Huna. Two things. Number one, kosavar, he holds kavsam. What happens if the neros go out? The neros during the weekday, during the weekday, you light the ner, then you have there's enough oil to last for a half an hour, as the halacha, and it goes out. So we know the halacha. Again, this is not halacha l'maisa. Halacha l'maisa, it's mutter. Halacha l'maisa, you can use these things for ner Chanukah. But Rav Huna, that says that you're not allowed to, is of the opinion, kavsa zokukla. If the ner goes out before the zman is over, the ner must be lit for a half an hour in the proper zman. If it goes out, zokuk means you are required, you are obligated. You are obligated to rekindle the ner Chanukah. So what's the problem? So Rashi explains in more detail. Lasakna. If it goes out, you must fix it. You must repair it. You must relight it. Hilkach, tsarich lechatchila, you are required, lasos yofe, to use wicks and oils that light well. Dilma posha, since there is a possibility that using a poor quality wick or a poor quality fuel, the nair will go out, and when it goes out, you are required to relight it. You may not be paying attention. You may be in the kitchen. You may be eating dinner. You may be surfing the web. Who knows what you're doing? Dilma and Achnami, so you're not from the Machmirim. Ideally, you should not be doing malacha for the first half hour, that's correct. But Dilma, you'll be preoccupied, you'll be learning. Dilma Pasha, v'loy mesakim. So David, don't put yourself in this situation where there is a possibility that the wick, that the flame will go out. Only use high quality wicks, high quality fuels, so that you will not come into this situation where it may go out, and you may be required to, that you'll be, because you will be required to fix it, and you may be negligent because you'll be preoccupied, and therefore you're not allowed to use these poor quality wicks. Okay? Next issue. Now that's going to be true when it comes to the weekday. What about Shabbos? So Shabbos is another reason why it's aser. Another reason why you're not allowed to use these type of wicks and oils, because they flicker. And on Shabbos, umuter lehishtameish l'ora. Rav Huna did not say the haneros halalu. We say haneros halalu kodesh heim ve'ein lanu rishus lehishtameish b'hem elu lerosa muvat. He did not have that in his sitter. On the cards that he got from his organizations, his charitable organizations, they didn't print haneros halalu kodesh heim ve'ein lanu rishus. Maybe they did. It said the kodesh heim and the yesh lanu rishus lehishtameish. You have rishus. So what are you going to do? You'll be Friday night, you'll be sitting and learning the daf right in front of the Ner Chanukah. And you're going to forget that it's Shabbos, and it's Chanukah, and it's going to flicker. And you need to understand Pshat in the Gemara. You can't see those notes. You have the small size of the art school Gemara, and you can't read the little letters. So you're going to tilt the Ner Chanukah. Chil Shabbos. Mutter l'shtamish bohem. Therefore, you on Shabbos, it's also shemiyata l'tzarach tashmish, because you may want to be able to use the ner, use the light, and it's the flickering. You will chal Shabbos. Okay, so what?
I thought you couldn't use the light.
You can't use the light.
That's according to the other two opinions. Rav Huna says mutar lehishtamish. Three opinions in the Gemara. There are three opinions in the Gemara. We're only going to focus on the first opinion. The first opinion of the Gemara is that everything that's listed with regard to Shul Shabbos is the same with regard to Chanukah. You're not allowed to use poor quality wicks and poor quality fuel for Neros Chanukah, not during the week and not on Shabbos. Not during the week because it may go out. And if it goes out, you are required, according to Rav Huna only. We do not paskin like this. But according to Rav Huna, if the Ner goes out during the half an hour, you are mechuyev. Alpi halacha to relight it. We paskin, you're not mechuyev. You can, you're not mechuyev, but if you want to, kol hakavod, people will of course relight it. But Rav Huna says, you're mechuyev to relight it. If you're mechuyev to relight it, you what's going to happen if you're not there? You're going to light it for the first time, it's going to go out, you're not going to realize that it went out, and you're down the kind of mitzvah. Because you were not present. So therefore, don't put yourself in a situation where there's a possibility where the Nair will go out. And why are you not allowed to use these type of materials on Shabbos? Another reason. Because on Shabbos, you're allowed to derive benefit from the Nairos. And while you're deriving benefit from the Nairos, it's flickering. So you're going to tilt the Nair in order that your light better. And in the process of doing so, you're being Mechal Shabbos. Tosfos is a very simple question. Why do we need to come on to the second reason of Shema Yate on Shabbos? Of Mutu Lishtamesh La'ora. Once Rav Huna has taught us the halacha, Kovsa Zokuk La, if the Ner Shabbos, if the Ner Chanukah goes out, you are required to relight it. That's true for Shabbos as well. And Shabbos, it's worse. You're going to light Friday afternoon on Ner Chanukah with poor quality oil and wicks. And now, it's Friday evening, you're 20 minutes into the Zman, there are 10 minutes left to go, it goes out. What are you going to do now? It's Shabbos night. It's Osur, it's Chil Shabbos, to relight the Ner. You can't relight it. But I'm the kind of mitzvah. since kavsa, if it goes out, zakukla, you are required to rekindle the ner. So during the week, you can rekindle. The reason why we don't let you, we're afraid you're going to be negligent. But Shabbos, you're not even allowed to rekindle the ner because it's Shabbos night.
Yeah? Tosha's answers, but during the week, if it's flickering, you can't play with it.
What?
If it's flickering
during the week,
you can play with it.
Right? Yeah.
So you may be so used to that that maybe come on Shabbos, you'll have the same temptation. In other words, if it's Mamon Shabbos, if it's totally going.
But we don't assume that because Shabbos, you generally speaking, the Shabbos, you're not allowed to play with the neiros. It's Shabbos. Shabbos Kodesh. You know, you're not allowed to do it.
Remember the
only time we're concerned is if you're being mishtamish. If you're reading, then you're not going to realize what you're doing. But just stam, you know it's Shabbos, it's flickering. We're not concerned you're going to rekindle it. But the problem, it's more fundamental. If the ner goes out, according to Rav Huna, lo yotza, the ner must be lit for a half an hour in total. If it goes out during the weekday, in the middle of the Zman, lo yotza. So during the weekday, use a solution, you can rekindle. It's not a good idea because you may be preoccupied and therefore don't put yourself in a situation where it may go out. But Shabbos, it's even worse because Shabbos, if it goes out, and even if you're aware that the Neris went out, there's nothing you can possibly do to rekindle because it's Shabbos. It's Friday night, it's Chol Shabbos. So that means you are not Mekayim, the midst of Ner Chanukah, Friday night. The reason why you should not light Friday night Ner Chanukah with Shmonim, Silos that are poor quality is because there's a very real possibility you're not going to mekayim the mitzvah. You won't be mekayim the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah. The Ner Chanukah will go out because of the poor quality oil and wick, and you're not going to be able to rekindle it Friday night. And if you don't rekindle it, you don't rekindle it lo yotza, because kavsa zakik lo. So why does Rav Huna need to come on to the reason? Why you can't use this Friday night is because Friday night you're going to be sitting with your Gemara right in front of the Ner Chanukah. You're going to be reading, and while you're reading, you're going to start playing around with the Ner Chanukah. I don't need the reason of Shemayate. Once we have the reason of Kavsa, Zokik Lo, that covers everything. That covers Shabbos. That's Taisus Kasha. So here we here Vim Taimar. Menola the Rav of the Savar Afhuna the Mutl Shamish Loira. What does Rav have to come on to the reason of Mutl Shamish Loira? Dilma Had Yamar in Malikim Shabbos Mishum the Savar Kavsa Zoker Klaw. If it goes out, you're responsible. The Ain Yochol Lahalik Mishabbos. So why do we need to come on to the reason of Mutl Shamish Loira? The time of Kavsa Zoker Klaw covers Chol and covers Shabbos. The Yesh Loimar. Taisus answers. Dim Kane, lo hayitzarech, you're right. Enoch Nami, he's teaching us something incidental. Enoch Nami, derech agav. The lo hayitzarech le lemeimar, bein b'chol bein b'shabbos, kevin d'chad taimuhu, el lahavel lemeimar, ein madlikin stam. All Rav Huna had to say was, ein madlikin b'psilois u'shmonim, period. You're not allowed to use poor quality wicks. And then the only thing we would derive is the halacha of kavsa zakukla. The fact that he says bein b'shabbos bein b'chol, he adds in the French bein shabbos bein b'chol, he wants to teach us something incidentally. That, by the way, you should be aware that you're allowed to use, that you're allowed to derive benefit from the Ner Chanukah. And the only nafkamina really for this is during the weekday. During the weekday, you should be aware that when you light your Ner Chanukah, even with the best wick and the best oil, it's mutar l'chatchila to read opposite the light of the Ner Chanukah. You're right. As far as the halacha is concerned, we don't need to come on to mutar l'shtamish l'ra. But the fact that Rav Huna made this statement and he differentiated between Shabbos and Chol, he wants to teach us Nilsa Agav Orche Kamash Malon, that during the weekday you should be aware, and even on Shabbos when you have good quality, during the weekday, you are allowed to be Mishtameish L'ora. And the way he brought out this incidental halacha was by differentiating between Bein B'chol Bein B'Shabbos, and on Shabbos now there's an entirely different reason why you shouldn't use these neros which are going to flicker, because Shema Yate. Okay, so Taisus gave like a very simple answer. Okay, so we clear with this. We have a halacha Rav Huna. Rav Huna says whatever applies to Shabbos applies to Chanukah during the weekday. During the weekday and during Chol. Why? So Rav along comes Rava to explain during the weekday you can't use because of Kavsa Zakukla Shabbos. Mutter l'shtameish lo'ira and the male l'shemayate. Along comes Taisus. Why do we have to come onto the time of Shemayate? Once comes the Zakakla, that also explains why you may not use this oil on Shabbos. Taisus, you're right. 100% you're right. We don't need it for this particular halacha. The only reason why he said it, he was medayig this halacha from the verbosity of Rav Huna. Rav Huna said, Bein Luchol Bein Shabbos. Why did he have to say Shabbos? He should have just said that it's Osir. The fact that he said Shabbos, he's trying to teach us something, Derech Agav, that even during the weekday and also on Shabbos, if you have good quality oil and good quality wigs, by the way, you are allowed to be Mishtameh Shlora. If I just told you the basic halacha, you would not know that. You would just know that these type of oils and wigs you're not allowed to use, period. What about if you're using high quality oil, high quality wigs, and you want to read opposite its light? I would think it's Osir. So he incidentally told us that on Shabbos there's a second reason. Am I telling us a second reason? He's incidentally telling us that, by the way, that during the weekend on Shabbos, when you have good, you are allowed to make use, draw benefit from the Ner Shabbos. Okay, that's Tais Kash, Tais answer. Now the Mefarshim are very excited. This is a major, major topic here in the Sugya of Chanukah. This Halakha of Huna, and this Tais Kash, Tais answer, and a lot of the Achronim want to supplement Tais answer with many other answers. I want to tell you that very big kitzer, two more answers. One answer, from the Chiddush Harim, an agadic answer, a Jewish answer, and one a halachic answer. Let's first do another halachic answer. Now this touches upon something very, very interesting. The Bach, everything I'm telling you now comes from, not exactly, from Daf al Hadaf. Daf al Hadaf, so the Shtickle Torah. Not exactly what it says there, but pretty much the essence of what it says there. What?
Paraphrasing
what it says in Daf al Hadaf. So here's what it says. There's a machlokes in the Poskim. This answer touches upon, it's a beautiful answer because it opens up a whole world, many, many worlds. There's a machlokes HaPoskim. What happens? According to Rav Huna, you're not allowed to use these kavs zochikla. Now we know the Gemara says, how was one of the kind of mitzvah of Ner Chanukah? There are many levels. The Ikar Halach is Ner Ish Ubeso. If you have 15 children, all you need is one Ner for the whole bais. The Hamahadrin, Ner Luchol Echad Vi Echad. Every single member of the family on the first night has 8, according to Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel, 1 going up, going down, so on and so forth. What happens if you're from that group of people, the fortunate few, Mahadrin min ha-Mahadrin? You're going to light on the 8th night of Chanukah, according to Beis Hillel, 8 neros. Wow. You're from that elite group, Mahadrin min ha-Mahadrin. And you have 7. You only have one nair of high quality oil and a good oil and a good wick, but for the other 7, all I can afford is to have some inferior, the klach and the zephes. Am I allowed to light the other 7 nairos from the inferior Shemen and Psil, according to Rav Huna, that says no. So there is a very sound, logical svara to say that even Rav Huna, that says that it's osur, that's only if you're from the basic, from the basic halacha, where you're only lighting one ner. But if you're going to light more than one ner, so you're covered. For the ikur ner, you can have the good stuff, the good quality wick, the good oil. The other 7, it's only mahadrin mina mahadrin. So what's so terrible? So it goes out, kavsa zocha. So let's say I'm posheya, it goes out. So it goes out. I was mekayim the ikur halach. And you can debate this. You can start playing maybe. Let's make an assumption. And this is one issue which we're not going to discuss. I don't want to focus on it. But you can make a very sound argument that the din of hidur is not the same standard as the ikar hadin. The ikar hadin, you need good quality material, but the hidur, you don't need the same good quality material. You can argue, but let's follow the assumption that you don't need. Okay, next shaila, another issue. We have halach of asur l'hishtameh shemayate. Let's talk about Hilchos Shabbos. Go back to Shabbos. Forget about Chanukah. Friday night, the Mishnah says, "Bamed malikin uvamo in malikin." You're not allowed to light with poor quality oil, poor quality wick, because Shemayat. Let's say I have two neros. I need a little bit more light. You know, I have two light bulbs. One light bulb is not enough. I need two light bulbs in my chandelier. One light bulb is the good stuff. Shemin zayin zoch. I'm not going to be yate. It's the good quality stuff. The other light bulb, the other nair, is the poor quality, the inferior material. Is it mutter or not? When it says in the Mishnah, it says in the Mishnah that you're not allowed to lie with these six types of wicks, six types of oil, is that where it's they're a loner? It's just alone? But in a situation where you have a few neros and one is good, once you already have enough illumination from a high quality nair, it's okay if the other neros are of an inferior quality, there's no longer a concern shemayat. This is a major machlekes apoiskim. Basic question. Major machlekes apoiskim, is the Mishnah limited to where it's a single nair, or is it where it's even where you have a good nair and now you want to have additional neros? The Bach says osur. Every single nair in your house, you have 50 nairos, every single nair must be of the highest quality. Even one nair, no good. Shemayate. Other places can thoroughly disagree. Now, the Daf al Daf brings down, I remember who says, he wants to bring down a raya from this Gemara Chanukah, like the man, but the Bach, that it's osur. That if one wick, one nair is no good, it's what's the raya? Because that's the answer to the question. What does it say over here? What does Rav Huna here say? New answer to Taisus Kasha. Chol, you can't use it. Shema. Yeah. Chol, Kavso, Zokiklo. Shabbos. You know why? Shabbos, Shema Yater. Why do we have to come on Shabbos to a new reason of Shema Yater? The same problem of Kavsa Zochik law that applies to the Chol applies to Shabbos. Right? That's Taisus Kasha. Why is Rava giving two reasons? Why is we breaking up Shabbos from Chol? If there's a halacha of Kavsa Zochik law, that covers Chol and that covers Shabbos. So why do we need to come on to the second reason of Mutul Shtamish Levin Shemayate? So here's the answer. The answer is, during the chol, let's say it's the chol, you only have one nair, the ikatam is kavsa zakakla. Let's say you only have one nair, and the one nair is made from inferior material. Kavsa zakakla, you're in trouble. But let's say it's Shabbos, and I have a solution for Shabbos. On Shabbos, I'm going to be from the Mahadrin Min HaMahadrin. I'm going to light one nair on Shabbos from the good stuff, because Shabbos I have to protect myself. So on Shabbos I'm going to light one nair from Shemin Zayizach and a good psila, cotton psila, the best. And for the Mahadrin, Mina Mahadrin on Shabbos, I'm going to light from the inferior oils and wicks. So now, do we have a problem of Kavsa Zokik law? No. Because if on Shabbos I have at least one nair on Shabbos, that's good.
But you started out with one. If you start out with more and you end up with one, okay, you could still be called Mahadrim and Mahadrim. But your intention was one inferior, you lose some of your shame of being Mahadrim.
So that we discussed at the very beginning. We're going to follow the argument that you are, the standards of Mahadrim and Mahadrim are not the same standards as the Ikar Hadin. As long as one Nair is the first, your primary Nair Yishubeso is of the good quality oil, the good quality wick, you Mekayim, now when you want to add the other seven Neros, they do not have to be of the good stuff. They can be of the inferior stuff.
You still have the title Mahajim?
Yes. You still have the title Mahajim and Mahajim. Because what's the only reason why it's a problem? Because Kavsa Zokik law. So Kavsa Zokik law is a very hard... So maybe it will go out. And if it goes out, maybe I won't light it. That's a chash. It's not a guarantee. You still mekayim a hajj min a mahajj as long as you have at least one net that's guaranteed to make it into the evening. Guaranteed. One air is good, the other are no. So now, if this one you're going to do on Shabbos, you no longer have the issue of kavsa zakuk la. That's no longer an issue because one of my 7-8 neros is good. It's not going to go out. So is it mutter or not? So l'chora now on Shabbos, you have no problem. Everything is okay. But now we have a new problem. What's the new problem? Shema yate. What do you mean, Shema Yate? You have 8 Neros. One Ner, there's no concern of Yate, because this Ner number one is Shemin Zayazach. It's the best quality. It's not going to flicker. The other 7 are the ones that are Shema Yate. But that's a machlokes apoiskim. If you have a collection of neros, one is good, and the other ones have a concern of shema yate, do we say you're not going to tilt because of the good one? The good one was enough to say that was a machlokes. The Bach says osur. According to the other poiskim, it's mutter. So here we're saying that even on Shabbos, when you don't have an issue of kavsa zakuk law, there's still an issue of shema yate. How in the world do you have a hechatim so you don't have kavsa zakuk law on Shabbos? The only way you can have such a solution is where you have 8 neros, or even 2 neros, and one ner is good oil, and the other one is not such good oil. So here you're mahadrin and I'm mahadrin, and there's no concern of kavsa zakuk law because one's going to make it throughout the entire night. So now, what's the other issue? Shema Yata. But Shema Yata, in this situation, you have a mixture, some good and some no. And what does Rav Huna say? Osur! It's a raya to the Mahalach of the Bach that even when you have a mixture of some good neros and some not such good neros, that it's osur. Because Shema Yata on the not good neros.
You're working on the premise that that one good one will give adequate life.
Yes. One ner gives, when you have one ner, and then you add more neros, the amount that the second ner enhances is minor. Now let me give you a drush, very quick, that's one halachic answer. Another answer, this is more from the Chiddushi Harim. Yeah, on Shabbos there's a lot of drush on this. On Shabbos there are two neros. There's ner Shabbos, and there's ner Chanukah. Two, it's a very unique day. Shabbos Chanukah, you bring together two different types of lighting candles. Think about it. You don't light candles Shabbos. Which one is more chashuv? So the Chiddush Yerim says the Ner Shabbos is much, much more chashuv than Ner Chanukah. You can't compare. Shalom Bayis and all of the Kabbalistic understandings of what Ner Shabbos is all about. Shabbos Orish Loilam. Ner Shabbos is true. Chanukah is a miracle. It was in Malor Chateva and it's a Pesumei Nisa. But it doesn't come anywhere near. Can't hold a candle to the Kedusha of Shabbos to the Ner Shabbos. So now he says based that what's the proof? He says, that's why the halacha is what do you light first? You light first Ner Chanukah and then you light Ner Shabbos. Now you'll tell me because once you light Ner Shabbos, you're already Makabel Shabbos. That's not so silly because you can make it tonight. But if the reason why you really light, this again is a drush, the reason why you light Ner Chanukah before you light Ner Shabbos, because if you would light already Ner Shabbos, there's so much kedusha in the Ner. It's like, you know, it's like you have a 1,000 floodlights shining down. What's your Ner Chanukah? Your Ner Chanukah is nothing. There's no point in it anymore. If once you light the Ner Shabbos, you filled up the home with so much kedusha, with such lichtekite, spiritual light, the Ner Chanukah is a bracha levatola to write a lot of Ner Chanukah. So therefore, in order to chaperai the Ner Chanukah, you have most of it during the week. There is no Ner Shabbos. In order that you should makai Ner Chanukah for Shabbos, first light the Ner Chanukah. Because at that moment in time, there is no Ner Shabbos. So now you're accomplishing something very significant. You're accomplishing Ner Chanukah. And now you light a higher madrega Ner Shabbos. So look at this. This is the Chiddush Harim. He brings this down from someone else, which is not his own verb, but he brings it from someone. One of the Magidim, he says, what's going to happen? What was the Tosfos Kasha? You light on Shabbos, you have to have two reasons. You have to have the Kavsa Zakuk Law, and then Shema Yate. It's Shabbos, it's Friday night. What happens? You're afraid now that it will go out. So it's going to go out. So if the Nair goes out, Kavsa Zakuk Law, you're required to relight it. No, you're not.
Because you have Ner.
Because you're already the Ner Shabbos was there. When you lit the Ner Chanukah, there was no Ner Shabbos. So you lit the Ner Chanukah. Oh, you makayim a mitzvah, you made a bracha. Ah, you makayim the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah. Now I go to the Hoya Madrega, Ner Shabbos. So now the Ner Shabbos is lit. And now my Ner Chanukah goes out. Oh, Kovsa, Zokakla, I have to relight it. No, you don't. Because the Ner Shabbos is already going. The Ner Shabbos is going. So in the Olam of Drush and Achshav and Olam Hasidus, on Shabbos, there's no Kovsa, Zokakla. So why then can't you use, so let it go out, so good it goes out. Doesn't make a difference. The Ner Shabbos is there to take over, to compensate. So why then can't you use the Shmon and the Basilis that you may not use for Shabbos? A whole new time. Shemayate. Because you may come to sit by the Ner Chanukah and use, what's the voice? It's a very solid drush. It's a beautiful drush. And the Chiddush HaRim praised this very much. He held this to be very, very, Torah Amita, not just a, so these are, so basically, so we walk away, we're finished. Basically, we walk away, we have this Gemara of Hunis Chiddush, takes Shabbos, applies to Chanukah, comes to Zachakla, Shemayat, Taiz Kasha, you don't need it. Taiz gives it, you're right, Yitaka don't need it, it's just Mil Saga, Avrucha Kamash Malan. And then we have two other answers. We have the halachic answer, which gets involved in the Bach, beautiful answer. And it touches upon the Yechidi Soid, that Mahadrim and Amahadrim, lower standards. Even though you have lower standards, but now you have a Shalom Shemiyat, only through the Bach. And then the Drush on the Chiddush HaRim. Okay, have a nice day.